Hey, I'm Jacob.
And I'm Heather. Welcome to the AI Papers podcast from PocketPod on this Saturday, April 20th, 2024.
Today's lineup is buzzing with innovation, from dynamic typography that breathes life into text to cutting-edge techniques for self-improvement in large language models.
We're also diving into the realm of 3D with Mesh LRM's breakthrough in high-quality mesh reconstruction and exploring how personalized image generation is being revolutionized.
And let's not forget Edge Fusion's game-changing approach to on-device text-to-image generation. It's a thrilling time to be following AI research.
Absolutely, Jacob. Each paper we're discussing today pushes the boundary of what's possible in AI, making technology more dynamic, interactive, and personalized.
So let's dive in and explore these groundbreaking developments together.
This podcast is brought to you by PocketPod, the only place to get podcasts made just for you. Imagine getting a daily news podcast that greets you by name, tells you your weather, and an overview of your day, and then stories you actually care about. Head over to PocketPod.app to sign up today.
Today we're discussing a fascinating piece of research titled Dynamic Typography. It's about an automated text animation technique that essentially brings static words to life. Imagine typing a sentence and seeing it transform, with each letter and word moving in a way that enhances its meaning. That's what this research aims to achieve.
Yeah, Jacob, the core idea here is pretty innovative. Traditionally, creating animations that reflect the semantic meaning of text requires a lot of manual effort from graphic designers and animators. But with dynamic typography, the process becomes automated. The system uses vector graphics to reshape letters and apply motion that aligns with the user's input or prompts.
Exactly. And the technical side is fascinating. They've developed an end-to-end optimization framework that uses neural displacement fields. This allows for the conversion of letters into animated shapes that not only move, but also preserve their legibility and structural integrity, thanks to shape preservation techniques and perceptual loss regularization.
That sounds incredibly useful for making dynamic content more accessible to creators who might not have extensive animation skills. Plus, the ability to maintain readability while animating text is crucial for practical applications like digital advertising, educational content, or even enhancing user interface design.
Absolutely. And what stands out is how this approach surpasses traditional methods by integrating the animation tasks seamlessly instead of treating them as separate challenges. The researchers demonstrated its effectiveness through both quantitative and qualitative evaluations, showing it can generate coherent animations that are faithful to user prompts.
It's exciting to think about how this could change content creation in various fields by making animated text easier to produce and more expressive. With their code available online, it opens up possibilities for developers and creatives alike to explore new forms of dynamic storytelling.
Large language models, or LLMs, are pretty amazing tools for a variety of tasks, but they hit a wall when it comes to complex reasoning and planning. The hot topic today is how to push past these limitations. A new paper introduces Alpha LLM, which takes a novel approach by integrating Monte Carlo tree search with LLMs to create a self-improvement loop. It's a strategy inspired by AlphaGo's success, but tailored for the language domain.
That sounds promising, especially considering the challenges inherent in language tasks, things like data scarcity, and the sheer breadth of potential search spaces. But Jacob, how exactly does Alpha LLM tackle these hurdles?
Well, Heather, Alpha LLM uses three main components: prompt synthesis for generating relevant queries to itself, an adapted MCTS algorithm that's efficient for navigating the vast possibilities in language, and a set of critic models that give precise feedback on the outputs. This combination is key because it allows LLMs to refine their responses through a sort of self-assessment and self-correction mechanism.
I see. So it's kind of like giving LLMs their own internal tutor that helps them learn from their mistakes without needing extra data or corrections from humans. That could really change the game in terms of evolving AI capabilities autonomously.
Exactly. And the best part is their experimental results show significant improvements in mathematical reasoning tasks without additional annotations. This means Alpha LLM could potentially enable LLMs to handle more complex reasoning and planning scenarios on their own.
The implications for real-world applications are huge. Think about more sophisticated AI assistants or better automated problem-solving systems. If LLMs can improve on their own, we're looking at much quicker advancements in AI capabilities across industries.
Definitely. While this is still early days and specific applications are yet to be fully realized, the potential here is something to keep an eye on. Today, we're discussing a breakthrough called Mesh LRM, a new approach in the world of 3D reconstruction. What's fascinating about Mesh LRM is its ability to create high-quality 3D meshes from just four images in under a second. This stands out because it diverges from the usual NRF-based methods, which are more common in large reconstruction models, or LRMs.
Exactly, Jacob. What makes Mesh LRM innovative is how it integrates differentiable mesh extraction and rendering directly into the LRM process. This integration allows for what's known as end-to-end mesh reconstruction. By fine-tuning a pre-trained NRF LRM with mesh rendering capabilities, Mesh LRM streamlines the entire process.
And there's more to it. The team behind Mesh LRM didn't just stop at integrating mesh rendering. They also refined the LRM architecture by simplifying some of the overly complex designs seen in previous models. By training the NRF initialization first with low-resolution images and then with high-resolution ones, they've managed to achieve much faster convergence rates. This means not only less computing power needed, but also significantly improved quality of the final 3D mesh.
And let's talk applications, because that's where things get really exciting. The versatility of Mesh LRM opens up doors for numerous downstream applications, like converting text directly into 3D models or generating 3D models from a single image. This could revolutionize how we approach tasks in gaming, virtual reality, and even online retail by making 3D model generation more efficient and accessible.
Absolutely, Heather. The implications for industries requiring rapid and high-quality 3D modeling are huge. Imagine being able to quickly generate accurate 3D models for virtual reality environments, or having an easy way to create detailed product previews for e-commerce sites, all from just a handful of images.
It certainly sets a new benchmark for what we can expect from future developments in 3D reconstruction technology. For those interested in diving deeper into how Mesh LRM works or exploring potential applications further, check out their project page.
The paper we're discussing today introduces a fascinating concept called Mixture of Attention, or MOA, which is a new architecture aimed at personalizing text-to-image diffusion models. Imagine having the ability to fine-tune an image generation model so it can create images that aren't just generic but tailored to your specific preferences or needs.
That's right, Jacob. What makes MOA stand out is its inspiration from the Mixture of Experts mechanism, which is commonly seen in large language models. Essentially, MOA divides the image generation task into two paths, one that's personalized and another that adheres to the non-personalized pre-existing knowledge of the model.
And here's where it gets clever. The personalized branch operates by embedding subjects within layouts and contexts generated by the prior branch, ensuring that the original capabilities of the model are preserved while still introducing a layer of personalization.
They've also developed a novel routing mechanism. This mechanism optimizes how pixels are distributed between the personalized and non-personalized branches at each layer of the process. It's like having an intelligent switchboard that dynamically decides how much influence each pathway should have on the final image.
Exactly. And what's really exciting is how this approach allows for high-quality, personalized images featuring intricate compositions and interactions among subjects, something much harder to achieve with previous models. This distinction between pre-existing capabilities and personalized intervention offers unprecedented control over subject-context relationships in generated images.
The potential applications are wide-ranging, from creating more engaging content in digital marketing to providing personalized educational tools or even enhancing user experiences in video games and virtual reality environments. It's an incremental step forward, but opens up new avenues for customized content creation in various industries.
Absolutely, Heather. And for those interested in exploring further or perhaps trying out this architecture themselves, there's a project page available with more details on MOA's implementation and results. In the latest research, there's a fresh take on making Stable Diffusion, an AI system for creating images from text, much faster and efficient. The paper titled Efficient Text-to-Image Generation with BKSDM addresses the challenge of the heavy computational load required by traditional methods.
Right, Jacob. The team behind this study introduced a compact version of Stable Diffusion named BKSDM. They found that typical approaches like the latent consistency model didn't perform well with it when using standard datasets. This led them to develop two innovative strategies to enhance performance.
Exactly, Heather. The first strategy involves using high-quality image-text pairs sourced from leading generative models. And the second one is about creating a specialized distillation process that's adapted for use with latent consistency models. This approach allows the system to generate detailed, realistic images from text in just two steps.
What's even more impressive is their focus on making this technology accessible on devices with limited computing resources. Through techniques like quantization and advanced profiling, they've managed to reduce the image generation time to under 1 second on edge devices.
This means that applications requiring real-time text-to-image conversion can now function smoothly on smartphones or IoT devices without needing powerful servers. It's not just a technical leap, but also opens up new possibilities for mobile apps and embedded systems, where speed and efficiency are crucial. And that was the AI Papers podcast for Saturday, April 20th, 2024. Thanks for listening, and we will see you tomorrow.